Today on Capitol Hill, there were signs of trouble for the proposed merger of United Airlines and U.S. Airways. The $4.3 billion combination of the carriers has been the focus of 2 days of congressional hearings. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
From the outset, United and U.S. Airways realized there would be opposition to their proposed merger. The airline said they would shed gates at Washington's Reagan National Airport, allowing for creation of a new airline to be headed up by Black Entertainment Television founder Robert Johnson. There was no layoffs pledge and a promise to hold the line on fares. But some members of the Senate Judiciary Committee were having none of it today. At a hearing on Capitol Hill, New York Democrat Charles Schumer said he questions what effect a merged airline will have on air service in his home state.
New merged airline would control 50% of the market in each of New York's major upstate cities. And in Binghamton, the new airline would control a staggering 90% of the market. And these cities are already saddled with some of the highest airfares in the country.
Schumer, like a number of others on Capitol Hill, stopped short of saying he opposes the deal. He and other members of the committee did send a letter to Justice Department antitrust lawyer Joel Klein, saying they're concerned and asking regulators to scrutinize the merger. Still, there are signs the deal could be in trouble. Minnesota's Paul Wellstone says he opposes the merger and will try to derail it.
We lose jobs. What effect will it have on the business community? I'm going to oppose this United-U.S. Air merger. I have been on the phone. I have sent letters. I'm going to testify. I'm going to work as hard as I can as the United States Senator from Minnesota to try and block this merger.
And that sentiment is being echoed by some consumer groups. Mark Cooper with the Consumer Federation of America was among those who testified today. He also says the proposed merger will be a bad deal for the flying public.
Now, because of the tremendous growth of income, because of the personal mobility of American families, air travel has started to affect the average residential consumer much more so. And the answer is you see the complaints. People do not like the way they're treated, and this industry is incapable of giving them decent service or fair pricing. And this can't be the right fix.
But despite growing opposition to the merger, the CEOs of United and U.S. Airways continued to argue it will ultimately benefit flyers. U.S. Airways CEO Stephen Wolf called it pro-competitive and an outgrowth of industry deregulation.
This is not a merger whose benefits are measured in the elimination of duplicate jobs and functions. This is a merger whose benefits truly flow from improved service, vigorous new competition in domestic and international markets, and the seamless web of efficient global travel that will occur.
Ultimately, it is competition that will be weighed most heavily by the Justice Department. Professor Alfred Kahn, known as the father of airline industry deregulation back in 1978, says he sees competitive forces at work in this deal, but he thinks regulators will need to take a closer look.
There may be efficiency advantages to be obtained. There are network benefits to travelers of having, when Delta acquired Western and went national and international. But there's a point at which you have to ask whether competition itself is threatened, because the essence of deregulation is that you transfer responsibility to competition.
If it is approved, the merger will create the world's largest airline with a combined $26.9 billion in revenues. It would be 50% bigger than its next closest rival, American Airlines, controlling more than a quarter of the nation's passenger service. Congress plans further hearings on the proposed deal. Federal regulators are reviewing the merger but have given no timetable yet as to when they may make a decision. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.